I have missed out the first 10 minutes of Shir due to the fact that I didn't press the button, so I'm going to say it over now again and just add them to the beginning of the Shir, which was prior to this recording. We're up to Simon Tov Resh Tzadik Aleph, and we're going to be learning Hilchos Ksivas HaMegillah V'Tfirosa, Seif Aleph, En Koisvin HaMegillah Elo B'Dyoy. These are the lochas all with regards to the actual Megillah, not the reading of the Megillah, but the actual Megillah. Ein koisvin haMegillah elo b'dyoy. You can only be yotze. A Megillah is only considered a kosher Megillah if it was written with dyoy. Halachic, what's halachically considered an ink. Not everything is considered halachically an ink, but only with dyoy. Says, and this is defined exactly and qualified in Siman Lamed Beis, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Aleph. En koisvin haMegillah el b'dyoy ala gvil. Gvil is also a type of the klaf. Oy ala klaf. So it has to be written on gvil or klaf with dyoy, with ink. Kesefer Torah, like Kesefer Torah. Im kosvo b'mei afotzim, they can count them. Ksher, if the Megillah was written with mei afotzim, they can count them, which is watered down ink, that's kosher too. However, if it was written with any other types of ink or colors, then it's possible, the Megillah will be possible. The Megillah needs sirtut. Sirtut are the lines which are written in the Sefer Torah. We know that English, Latin letters are written on top of a line. We have lines, and on top of that we write the letters. Lashon HaKodesh doesn't really work that way. Lashon HaKodesh is, you have got lines and we write underneath it. It's always the Sefer Torah writing is always on the starting point is on top and you go down. Think about the ches, think about the vav and a yud. Think about all the letters that generally they start on top. So in the starting, but the line is called the sirtut, which is literally scratched, engraved in the klaf, and it needs a sirtut. The Sefer Torah needs a sirtut. If it doesn't have sirtut, it's possible. Which means that even if you write very, very straight lines, it's still possible because you need the halacha is tzricha sirtut. And same applies to a Megillah as well. Tzricha sirtut, says the Shulchan Aruch, ketorah atzmo, like the actual Torah. When you've got the leather, the skin of the animal, you don't have to be ma'abed, you don't have to process it to make it into a klaf. You don't have to do that with the intention of making a Megillah. You can, if it's processed, manufactured in a, without intention that it's going to end up being a klaf, it's still kosher. So, tzrich, eina oil shalom, tzrich la'abed lishma, it doesn't have to be done lishma. But some say that it needs to be done with intention of lishma. And this is how we pasken. This is how we pasken. Save base. Hoy sok suval anio. If it was written on a paper, oil she'enu me'ubot, or written on leather. Imagine that. This is the Megillah was written on a paper, on a regular standard paper, or it was written on oil she'enu me'ubot, on leather. It's possible. It has to be written on klaf. Oil she'kos v'akum, or if it was written by a goy, it's possible. Now the question that we have to address at this point is, what about a woman? And what about a cotton? A woman. So the argument surely would be with regards to a woman is that she is obligated in Shmiras HaMegillah. So if she's obligated in Shmiras HaMegillah, she's part of the mitzvah. Well, if she's part of the mitzvah, then one could argue that maybe she can fulfill the mitzvah. She can fulfill the mitzvah. So, you know, maybe she's part of, she can write the Megillah. Maybe she's a Megillah written by a woman. Maybe it's kosher. So that would be the argument. And interestingly, the Mefarshim, the Achronim bring from Reb David Oppenheim. Reb David Oppenheim asked about his own daughter. Reb David Oppenheim's daughter, who was very skillful. She had very beautiful handwriting, and not only beautiful handwriting, but she was very skillful in writing Stam, Sapphos, and she was able to write. And she was able to write a Megillah, and she wrote a Megillah, and her father wanted to use it. Reb David Oppenheim, one of the early Achronim, he wanted to use that Megillah. But the consensus of the poskim was that he asked around, and the consensus of the poskim was that he can't use it. And this, in fact, is Taka mentioned in the Shari Tshuva over here, in Sifkotten, before Sifkotten Beis. In Ksivas Isha, the Ksherole Elixis and Vinim Uksuvim. he says that he brings a soma matir, but the consensus of the poskim is that you can't. And this is lemaaseh the poskim, the consensus of the poskim that Megillah Shekosva Isha is possible for using. Same applies also with regards to a cotton, a child. If he writes a Megillah, it's actually possible and you can't use it.